When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, we got any high lonesome fans here? Let's see, I don't think you got this microphone turned up very much here. Can you hear anything there? The people need to hear it now, man. Come on. Yeah, keep it up there with the guitar, too. Okay. How's that? Is that all right? Can you hear that at all? When I was working with Bill Monroe, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry. Saturday night after the show, we'd get in the bus that we called the Bluegrass Breakdown and ride up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We'd get there about sunrise if we were lucky, but this one morning I'm thinking about the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stalled beside the road somewhere in the mountains of Kentucky. About sunrise, we were standing outside the bus. Bill was about 15 feet away from me, and I was standing beside the bus that was very quiet at the time. And I was watching the sunrise over the mountains of eastern Kentucky, and when you stand in the silence at sunset or sunrise with a man like Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. So after a little while, Bill walks over to me and he says, "Don't you ever forget it, Pete." So I put some words to it. We wrote a song together. It's called The Walls of Time.